Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Welcome to Live and Local. I'm joined in the studio this evening with Mac, Caden, and Jacob of Yard Sale. Thank you guys for coming on out and hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you.
So, digging what I was able to find. I'm really excited to have you guys in the studio and play some music. But before we get to that, you want to introduce yourself to the audience and let us know what some of your influences are?
Yeah, I'm Caden Kozlowski. I play guitar and I sing. I would say like my biggest influences are probably Alex G, Remo Drive, and Built to Spill.
Yeah, I'm Jacob Shiflett. I play drums and do a little bit of vocals. I would say my biggest influences are Alex G and probably, I guess, Duster.
And I'm Mac Kozlowski. I'm Caden's brother. And Caden and I are brothers, so we have a lot of the same taste in music. I would say Tidal Fight is another big influence for us.
We saw
Tidal Fight live growing up, and that was a influential experience in us wanting to play music for sure.
Yeah, I can't stop myself. Did you listen to Hold Tight at all?
Hold Tight. I'm sorry, I can't say.
All right, I got some stuff for you after the interview.
Nice.
We'll put that on hold.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, definitely some good stuff, and I can hear that in a lot of the music. So guitar, bass, and drums, three-piece, nothing else, just keeping it simple with that?
Yeah, just a three-piece. On some of the songs on the album, I did, like, track another guitar, but it's normally just playing the same thing as what I would normally play.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we've got you here. I'm excited to hear it. I'm sure a lot of listeners are as well. You want to break one out for us?
Yeah, sure.
What you got in store?
This is our first track off of our newest album, self-titled album Yard Sale, and it's called Yellow Light.
All right, let's check it out. It's Yard Sale with Yellow Light on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local. That's Yard Sale live here in the Rock Hit studio with Yellow Light. Dig it. Love everything about it. You want to talk about that one just a little bit? Kind of break down what that's all about?
Yeah, that song actually was probably the first song we've ever played together, and it was kind of, I don't know, almost a magical experience because it just felt like the song came together so quick. We just, I swear, we just like did it in one try the first time we played it. Like, obviously that wasn't the case, but it felt like very doable the first time we played it. I don't know, I feel like the lyrics on that song are kind of not meaningless, but I think I just say a lot of things that I think sounded cool at the time, and I'm glad that people like enjoy that because I know I do.
We always usually open with that song too, and it's opener to our album. For some reason, it's just a really good opening vibe.
Open the album, open the interview, open the tracking at the radio station. Okay, I see a little progression here. Do you want to kind of shift things up? I know you guys kind of are a little eclectic with the sound that you have. You know, it's not all like that one. I don't want to ruin it for the audience, but is there one that you'd potentially want to play that maybe a little different?
Yeah, we have a full just like instrumental song, and it's called Loon Lake. The song title basically is what the song means, I guess. There's a place called Loon Lake that Mac and I went to growing up, and I just try to capture the spirit of Loon Lake in that song.
All right, I dig it. Let's check it out. It's Yard Sale with Loon Lake live here in the Rock Hit Studio.
All right.
That's Yard Sale with Loon Lake on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. If you're just tuning in, I am your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Mac, Jacob, and Caden. You guys want to go around and talk about what you play and how long you've been playing for?
Yeah, so just like all instruments or just...
Well, you can talk about all instruments, or if you want to talk about what you play in the band or a little beach, you know.
Yeah, I play guitar in the band.
I think one thing you should know about Caden playing guitar is the amount of tunings he uses. How many times do you change tuning per set?
I think like per show or per set or whatever, I probably tune like six to seven times, just depending on what songs you're playing.
Your
huge
technical skill is like up here probably.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of playing in other tunings. And I think because we're a three-piece, playing in different tunings helps me create a more like fuller sound. If I can play in an open tuning, I can play like a note. I can make a melody on one string, but because I'm playing in an open tuning, all the other strings like just make it a way fuller sound.
Nice.
I'm Jacob. I play drums and I do some vocals, like obviously on Jacob's song, a little bit on Harmon Street and stuff. But yeah, I play lots of other instruments. I have like solo music under just my name, Jacob Shiflett, where I do everything myself. But yeah.
And I'm Mac. I play bass. I started playing bass for this band, but I really kind of come to love the instrument and have found artists that I like to listen to just for the bass. And so it's been fun.
Play anything before you were playing bass?
Yeah, I played guitar before, and I think I left for school and came back, and Caden would see me play guitar. And then I think there's a little bit of like competition. You come back, like, yo, I learned this song, I learned this song. And eventually, Caden just became really good. So yeah, that's how this all started.
And you mentioned Jacob's song. Mm-hmm. Want to talk about that one a little bit?
Yeah, that's a song that kind of came about in like a silly kind of way. I think we were just like jamming, not really like practicing anything in particular. And I had just come back to Caden and Mac kind of playing the riff that they played in the beginning. And then I just freestyled the first verse and was just like kind of joking around because I was listening to like Mac Seal that day, which is a band that I'm very fond of. And so I was like inspired by some of their stuff. And then I wrote a second verse. And so, yeah, it kind of all like came together. I just hopped on the drums after I did a funny little freestyle and then played what we play. But that it was like kind of all came together in that like one little take. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it came together like how you hear it. He like sings it and then he gets on the drums that we just played.
Yeah.
Well, you want to play it for us maybe?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. Let's check it out. It's Jacob's song with Yard Sale on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's Yard Sale with Jacob's song here in the Rock Hits studio. I'm your host, Eric Law, chilling with Yard Sale, which consists of Mac, Jacob, and Caden. Just heard Jacob's song by Jacob, obviously. But yeah, as for writing songs, you know, a little from everybody, kind of more on Mac's side. What's the writing like for the band?
I think mostly Caden does a lot of the writing for, I think everything except for Jacob's song was all Caden lyrics-wise, and lyrics-wise for Jacob's song was me, but usually for like the like writing songs process, it's just like Caden comes in with some guitar lick that he's been working on that sounds really sick, and then we just have like all listen to kind of the same music and are influenced by a lot of the same people, so we kind of know exactly what we want in a song, so it comes together, we work on it a little bit, and eventually it finds its fitting.
Yeah, a big part of our thing is we spend a lot of time jamming, so we'll actually bring a Zoom mic to practice and then listen back to the recording and then kind of come back with a more refined idea.
It's a good way to do it. You don't forget anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll have more music from Yard Sale after the break, so stick around.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From the far reaches of the universe to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville is Telegraph Art and Comics. The staff at Telegraph can guide you through their inventory, which also includes games, action figures, and toys. Telegraph Art and Comics is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at 211 West Main Street on the downtown mall. TelegraphArtandComics.com is where to connect to their universe, manage subscriptions and pre-orders, or interface with the Comic Hub Network. Telegraph Art and Comics supports this station. Support today is coming from Wibworks.com and local artist Bill Bricker, designer of the cover art for the remake of Todd Rundgren's 50 Years of Something Anything. The record features an all-new version of I Saw the Light by Carole King's daughter, Louise Goffin. Bill invites you to visit Wibworks.com for all-new crowd interactive projects celebrating classic rock and more. That's WIBWORX.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out in the studio with Yard Sale. I've got Mac, Jacob, and Caden chilling here. And before the break, we had some music. We'll have some more music in just a bit. But first, I would really like to know, how long have you guys been playing together?
I think like around 2 years now. We started late 2019. I think that was our first jam session. And then we just, every once in a while, would jam together. But around October of 2021, we really started playing. So we've been like for real playing since then.
Was everybody in on it at first, or kind of one piece at a time? Or
I think COVID put a huge damper on anything we wanted to do. So yeah.
But yeah, I think we were all always down to do it. Like it was something, I don't know, I don't think it was ever out of the question that like we would just keep playing. We just didn't know how serious we would take it, but obviously we're kind of taking it seriously now.
Well, that's good. We got some good music out of it.
Yeah,
so that's definitely awesome. Were you guys playing together prior to the band? Just because I know you'd mentioned your siblings. So any songs pre-Yard Sale? Or
I don't know. I think Mac and I made like one song pre-Yard Sale, and we called it a Beach Fossils ripoff song.
Yeah. Caden played drums for Jacob when Jacob had a solo stuff.
Yeah. I did like a couple shows like really local in Flavanna, like at my church. Like they just let me rent it out for cheap. So I just did a couple shows, and Caden played drums for me, and I just played like acoustic and sang. And then that was when we started kind of like he came over and we really just started like jamming. And then we decided, yo, Mac and absolutely play, so we should bring him in.
I can absolutely play.
Yeah, pass the test.
I think we I played also for like my school, so I think Caden grew up seeing me play in like jazz band and talent shows and stuff, so
Those will get you some good chops.
Yeah. A lot of talent show practice.
Well, you want to show off some of those chops for us?
Yeah, always.
Anything in mind? Dealer's choice on this one.
Oh, in mind. I think the best song to go with is In Mind.
Oh, all right. I like what you did there.
Thanks.
Let's keep it rolling. It's Yard Sale with In Mind on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
All right. Round two. We'll be right back. Yay.
That's Yard Sale Within Mind on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local here in the studio. I'm hanging out with Mac, Jacob, and Caden of Yard Sale, and you just heard some Yard Sale music, one of a kind there. For influences, I know we kind of covered some of the bands that y'all enjoy. Would you say that there's like a collective influence that everybody agrees on? Or, you know, when people come up to you after a show, like what do they say? Oh, that reminded me of this or that.
I feel like always a big one is Remo Drive. I feel like that's one that we get sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gotten that. We've gotten Title Fight once, which was like the biggest compliment we've ever gotten. Yeah.
And Alex G on our YouTube, like, mm-hmm. somebody commented and was like, I can totally see the Alex G influence on this.
Yeah, we're all definitely obsessed with Alex G.
Yeah, we all saw him last Thursday in Richmond at Browns Island. Yeah, so
with the Lumineers. Yeah, that's who it was with.
Bright Eyes.
Right Eyes.
Oh, that's a different tour.
Connor Oberst be very upset with me.
Yeah, someone also said we sounded like Marietta, which people have called us like an emo band, and I think that's the band has a lot of emo cred.
Yeah.
So it made me feel like I had a lot of emo cred.
Now, what experiences as a band have you enjoyed most so far since you guys have been playing?
I think our favorite show by far has probably been, we played at Crayola House.
Basement there is wild.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like our music is suited for that sort of environment. Like,
oh, yeah.
Very intimate, but everyone's pretty rowdy. It was super fun.
And I think like we practice mostly in our basement, or in my basement. So like being in that like kind of basement setting, it definitely felt like comfortable. And I felt like I was just at home like jamming. So it felt really comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Any experiences that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, I mean, I think for fun, it's fun to play like in the basement too much around people, but to feel like super official, we played with one of our favorite bands, Waveform, at the Southern. We opened for them with another good band from Richmond called Hot Spit. So that's super surreal to be able to play with bands like that this fast.
Shout out to Hot Spit. If you're listening, you're welcome on the show. Just a heads up. Well, that's really cool. That's very promising. I'm excited to see who you will all be playing with soon. Mm-hmm. You guys have any shows coming up?
We do.
Yeah. June 17th, we play at the Whiskey Jar. I think it's 10:30 to 1. We'll probably just play our album twice, back to back. Maybe do some of Jacob's songs. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, Saturday, June 18th, we play at Champion Brewery with Workwear and another band from Richmond, but their name escapes me.
Opa Mia.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I hope that's it.
Well, you want to give us a preview of anything we can catch at the show?
Yeah, we can just do a real quick one called Walter Payton.
Nice. It's Walter Payton with Yard Sale on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Broke myself once again. I'm lost. Cause it hits me where it hurts anytime I
That's Yard Sale with Walter Payton here in the Rock Hits studio. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Yard Sale. I've got Caden, Jacob, and Mac. And you want to talk about that one just a little bit?
Yeah, Walter Payton, the name, I think we just use that as like a placeholder. And then I think the feeling of the song kind of fits with Walter Payton, who is a Chicago Bears running back in like the 80s, who we're all just huge fans of. Like there was a random documentary just laying around the house, and I just watched a Walter Payton documentary like over and over again at super young ages. So I feel like in a way we just had to name a song Walter Payton.
So we can share the inside joke with the rest of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a kind of a joke, but it's also like genuine. Like it was influential.
I feel like a lot of the songs on the album are just about feelings, and it's just a matter of like the music to convey how it is. So I feel like the name, title, and like what the song is about, I think it all just like goes well together.
And you talked about kind of like the feeling, mm-hmm. you know, when you go online and you check out Bandcamp, see the word emo. Now, what is emo as a genre, would you say?
Right, yeah, it's a pretty hard question to answer, but I would say, like, emo, to me, is just songs about feelings and, like, you know, emo, emotional. And I think it's a matter of having, you know, lyrics dealing with feelings, but also having music and instrumentals behind it that can back those feelings and convey the message, like, even more.
Yeah, and I think we like to associate emo with having, like, very communal experiences where everyone's singing the words, almost like almost half spiritual experiences, probably.
Yeah.
I think like some like the lyrics, most all of the songs, like the lyrics mean something to us. Like some of them have deeper meanings, like talking about like grief and loss and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So the every like lyric almost is like the emotions that we're feeling that we're trying to convey and let other people know about.
Yeah, it always seems that you're most creative when you're being authentic, and lyrics right. are really a great way that you can emphasize that. You have a song that kind of exemplifies some of that
yeah.
lyricism?
I would say our biggest embodiment of that whole sentiment would probably be Harmon Street.
All right. I'm excited to check it out. Hopefully you are too. It's Yard Sale with Harmon Street on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Oh yeah, we grinding.
All right.
My head is not full. Gotta be tough.
That's like a 1 in a million I get there.
That's Yard Sale with Harmon Street, live in the Rock Kids studio, joined by Jacob, Mac, and Caden of Yard Sale. And you want to talk about that one just a little bit?
Yeah, I can give a quick rundown. So, yeah, Mac and I, Jacob, one of my best friends, Alex, and another friend of mine, we, like, last summer, we all dealt with, like, incredible, like, losses and just grief. And it was crazy how collective it was, in a sense. Like, we were all, I don't know, we all had each other's backs in a way, because at this age, like, that was our first real, like, loss for any of us.
Yeah. So big, like, experience of grief.
Right. So, in a way, like, Harmon Street was just a way of, like, channeling that. And I think the song, like, holds both stance of grief, but also towards the end, it's kind of like facing it and just like understanding that, like, things just, like, keep going and you just have to keep going.
Absolutely. I feel that way. Like, I think definitely with Harmon Street, like, that last build up into that screaming part and then into that big rush at the end. Like, I think that, like, always I try to, whenever I'm playing it, feel like that's me, like, pushing forward, like, through all of, like, the loss that's happened behind us.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
The song and the meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that goes back to the idea of emo.
Right, yeah.
You feel it. You definitely do. And you can hear it in that quite a bit. Well, on a slightly lighter note, we've got some music equipment out there. We've got you here. Is there another one you want to play while we've got you?
Yeah, let's play a banger. Let's play Broken Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's rock it.
Yeah, Broken Boy.
For the rock radio station.
All right, let's kick it up a notch. It's Yard Sale with Broken Boy on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Yard Sale with Broken Boy, live in the Rock Hits studio. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Jacob, Caden, and Mac of Yard Sale. And you guys want to talk about that one just a bit?
Yeah. I feel like I haven't really spoken to anyone about this song before, but...
Yeah,
the meaning's like... I don't know. It's kind of abstract. So I worked at a summer slash school camp last summer, and I was boarding director... Not director, but I was, like, living with elementary, like, children. Like, I was essentially, like, you know, just leading them around the school, like, telling them stuff. And I just saw, like, there were some scenarios with parents and stuff that just really... I don't know. It's really just rubbing me the wrong way. And the song is kind of about like how the expectations set by either like parents or people maybe like in authority kind of like set your future. And simultaneously, like for the kid, it's talking about that, like, you know, they want to see you, blah, blah, blah. And it's also combined with feelings that I felt like getting older. So it's essentially like me talking almost like to, but like, or about this kid, about like how he's been kind of set up to feel the way he does, while also kind of warning him about the future of things that like I've experienced.
It's always good to hear songs that aren't about love.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever written a song about love. I'm not planning on it, but who knows?
Hey, that's where the good stuff comes from, because you got to be creative. Anybody can write a love song.
Yeah, true.
Well, we'll have some more Yard Sale after the break, so keep it here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Want in on the vinyl revolution? If so, Plan 9 Music is the place to go. Not only do they have the latest reissues on vinyl and rack after rack of classic vinyl from all genres, Plan 9 can also fix you up with a turntable from Audio Technica or a powered speaker system from Cantos. And if you need record cleaning accessories or crates for your growing collection, Plan 9 can help.
Put the needle on the record.
Plan 9 supports this station, and you can find them in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at plan9music.com.
Rapture Restaurant on the downtown mall supports this station. Up front and on the patio in season, you're invited in for Rapture's high-concept farm-to-table southern cuisine. Tradition meets innovation at Rapture. You can check the menu at rapturerestaurant.com or at facebook.com/rapturecville. Rapture Restaurant can be found at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall. That's Rapture Restaurant.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Yard Sale. I've got Mac, Jacob, and Caden. Played some live tunes in the studio and getting to the part of the show where we break out some catalog tunes. So you guys just worked on an album. That must have been really fun.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that just a little bit before we get into some of the catalog?
Our friend Gabe, he plays guitar for Cougar Beatrice. He was gracious enough to let us use his recording equipment and record and produce and like master like the whole nine yards like for us. So shout out to that guy for real.
Shout out Gabe.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a fun time?
Yeah, I think we had taken like a trip to record Strive in Harmon Street, and we released it as a singles, and then we really liked how he had made us sound, so we decided to go back and do a whole album. So that was like a really fun experience. I think we spent like 2 or 3 days like just hanging out there.
I feel like, I'm pretty sure we were just recorded all in one day.
Yeah.
And then you and I did little stuff after.
Yeah, it was like Mac came down and we like all recorded together one night, and then in the morning we kind of just did some add-on stuff, like double-tracked vocals and added some guitar loops and stuff like that, and just tried to perfect it a little bit.
Any double bass?
No double bass yet.
Okay. We'll wait for those dubs. But you guys want to play some tunes from the album?
Of course.
Always, yeah.
All right. What you got in store?
Let's do Tweaking Out.
Yeah.
All right. It's one of our songs where we talk about having, it's usually our songs have a sort of positive vibe. I think this one is more about feeling a negative emotion.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's switch it up. Let's have a good time listening to a bad time. It's Yard Sale with Tweaking Out on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Looking at the ground, do you hear that sound? Nights.
That was Yard Sale with Tweaking Out here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. I have Yard Sale live, and we're going through some of your catalog. Any other one you want to break out from the album?
Yeah, I think we should do the tried and true Strive. That was one of the first songs we ever made. And I think the lyrics reflect that. Like, the song's kind of about, there's references to, like, graduation. And it's kind of interesting. I was able to graduate this past weekend. And when I originally wrote this song, it was talking about my high school graduation.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And let's check it out. It's Strive by Yard Sale on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. It's Yard Sale with Strive here on Rock Hits 92.3, and getting to the part of the show where shine the local spotlight on some local faves. You guys have anything in store that you'd like to get out there?
Yeah, we're big fans and friends of Cougar Beatrice. They're from like Nova, kind of Fairfax area. So they're the ones who helped us like record our album, of course, and stayed in their house. They helped to set up like our first gig at the Southern and our first gig at like Whiskey Jar and stuff. So we're huge fans of them. And our favorite song by them is absolutely Glory Glory, at least in my opinion. I know that's my favorite.
It's a huge, I think they save it for the end, and it's a big emotional, cathartic thing when they play it.
It's always a spiritual experience.
Yeah. I think every time like I see it, it always like gets better. Like every time, like I'm always leaving saying like, this is the best time, like time I've heard Glory Glory.
Well, let's pay some respect to Cougar Beatrice. It's Glory Glory by Cougar Beatrice on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
What fills your waking dreams? Nightmares of what never was. But of what could always be.
ghosts of your former self. Feel shame, bask in your triumph. Shock and awe, awaken quick nerves.
Preparing for the release
of long suppressed wrath. Attain the state we crave. How can we achieve redemption? The freedom is within reach from the hymns that will never cease, that bring us peace, excite the masses from their sleep. Clouds part, and I can see the beaming rays of life across the rolling hills. The sun breathes truth amidst the spite. See the new growth from the ash. The scars remain, but the pain has left. A phoenix rises in a flash. Upon its burning wings, I enter a state of glory. We'll be right back.
That's Cougar Beatrice on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local, shining the local spotlight on some tunes with Yard Sale right now. And you guys have another local fave you'd like to get out there?
Yeah, Brian Tapazzoli. He's relatively new to the music scene. I think he just started putting out music these last couple of years. And I don't know, I think he's extremely talented. And I can tell he just really enjoys music. Like, he loves what he's doing. And I think he deserves a platform to be heard.
Awesome. Well, let's check it out. Is there a song you got in mind?
Yeah, it's called Cark, C-A-R-K.
I would have spelled it wrong. Let's listen to it. It's Brian Trafazzoli with Cark on Rock Hits 92.3, oh, yeah. Live and Local.
To what extent do you know your lies and your trepidations? I know I'm not perfect, but at least I'm not you. You know, you should see the state of mind after you stabbed my heart 1,000 times. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, my thoughts are fleeting. They're moving faster and faster. I'm losing grasp. Yet I saw you torn and broken, writhing in despair. Cut all my ties to your emotions, your tokens, you're broken, yet you persist on. And I saw your face, and I saw your face was watching over me, keeping me safe. And I saw your face, and I saw your face was watching over me, keeping me safe.
That's Brian Tafazzoli with Cark on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. I want to give a big thanks to Yard Sale. Where can people find you? Where can they support you? And what do you guys got coming up? How can they get out there and get your music into their inner ear?
I think we post most of our information to Instagram. And on Instagram, we have a link in our bio where you can see all of our streaming services and such.
What's your handle?
Oh, yeah. Our handle is at Music by Yard Sale, all one word. We have two shows coming up, June 17th and June 18th, at the Whiskey Jar and Champion Brewery. And I think that's all.
Well, check them out. Follow them on Instagram. Check it out on Bandcamp. Show them a little love on Bandcamp Friday if you want to buy their album. If you see Cougar Beatrice, let them know, hey, thanks for letting them record. This album's great. We'll be back next month with Dropping Julia for another episode of Live and Local. Stick around. We've got Mark the Shark on Search and Destroy for some ska punk and more to wrap your weekend up.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.